Wildcats. Coach, thanks for joining us. The ball club at 5-3. You had a game earlier this week before the difficult weather hit, a win over Fillmore Central. What about that ball game? First of all, your team played pretty well?
We did, and the Fillmore Central team is very athletic and plays really good defense, and they have a couple of real nice scorers in Malone and Kleinschmidt. And so, you know, we had our work cut out for us and went out there the first half, and I thought really dominated them the first half, had a 28-15 lead or something like that, and just felt real good going into halftime. But I felt we may cool off at halftime and came out a little flat that third quarter, and they made a nice run to cut it, I think, all the way to 3 points. And yet we had good enough play in the fourth quarter to overcome that and come out with a win.
That has to make you happy, Coach, that you can win a ball game in the fourth quarter, involved in these close games. Winning in the fourth quarter is very important because most of these games are usually pretty close, going to come down to that, but your ball club is learning how to do that, aren't they?
They are, and we still have yet to put a full game together. It seems just like we have those stretches where we have difficulty scoring and stopping them, and you like to play a full 32-minute game of just being on, but we haven't done that yet. But I think a lot of that is due to the teams we're playing. They're good, solid teams. We played Crete. We played Pierce. They shot the ball really well against us. And a lot of that is due to your opponents.
It was coming off the Doan Classic basketball tournament with a couple of losses. So good to see, Coach, that the girls came back after that and defeated Fillmore Central on Tuesday. You get back into things and didn't have to wait for this weekend. So coming off the two losses, that was good to see. You wanted to get back in that win column as soon as possible.
Definitely, and we definitely wanted to win that game because of the stretch we got coming up. Any win you can squeak out is going to be good in this next stretch of games. We have five really good teams that we're going to face the next few weeks, and we've got our work cut out for us, like I said. But it was a good win at Fillmore Central. We felt pretty good after the game because that's a team that's sitting in our sub-districts, and we hopefully made a statement for that.
Lincoln Christian's up today, a very good Lincoln Christian team, and the Hawkettes will take on Lincoln Christian in just a few minutes. We'll be back to talk about the opposition today in specifics after this timeout on this afternoon's pregame show.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings tips that sports cap to the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches. Have successful and healthy seasons. Bill Hamburger Remodeling does residential and commercial construction, remodeling and additions, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, painting, and snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551 or 463-0480. Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings always supports Hastings and area athletes.
Welcome back to our pregame show before St. Cecilia and Lincoln Christian girls boys basketball doubleheader here today on 1230 KHAS Radio. John Kyle with us as the girls game is up first. He's the head basketball coach of the St. Cecilia Hawkettes. Lincoln Christian in town, coach, a very good ball club. They come in at 6-2 on the year. Bishop Newman and Sutton, two very good teams, have defeated Lincoln Christian. 6-2, what about this ball club? Obviously, they are very good.
They are good, and they were good last year, went to state last year, and last year they didn't have a senior either, so they got all the girls coming back. But they'll sit in a 3-2 zone or a 2-3 zone and really force you to become a perimeter team and do things on the outside. They play in the post extremely well. The Anderson girl is one of their leading scorers. She's a 5'10 junior, and then the Doherty girl, she's about a 5'10 senior, and she's really strong in the post and can put up a lot of points in a hurry. So, you know, we've got a lot of things we have to take care of as far as checking out and rebounding and limiting their points in the paint. And it's kind of a tale of both ends. Is they're going to try to limit us in the paint, and we're going to do the same on our end. But I think we're capable of playing with this team and can even pull out a win if we play well.
Yeah, it looks like you're going to have to be sharp offensively, coach. If they sit there with a 5'10", 5'10", 5'10", and play a zone and stretch out the arms, the offensive possessions are going to be very important.
It is. And what hurt us last year, and the second time we met them was they ran a little 2-2-1 press, and we watched some tape on that last night and hopefully made some adjustments as what how we can attack that better and help each other out, and so that won't be a factor for us. But the first game we played them, it was neck and neck the whole way, and we squeaked out a 1-point victory. And the second game last year, it wasn't that case. But we've improved a lot since last year, and hopefully defensively we can really hold their post play down.
Yeah, it looks like you're going to have to use some of your speed and quickness. Maybe cut down those passing lanes or whatever. Doherty scores at 13. A game, and Anderson at 11, and Morgan also grabs 10 rebounds a game. So, but on your defense, cut off the passing lanes, try to keep it out of the inside as much as possible?
Well, and not only that, but, you know, Doherty will step out and shoot a three once in a while, and that's just really tough to defend when you're a center. And the Anderson girl, she's 5'11", and can put on the floor and go to the hoop. She can jump and get a rebound and a putback. And so, you know, there's a lot of little things that we need to take care of, and that's one of the things I'm going to tell the girls before we take the floor tonight. You got to take care of those little things, and the big things will take care of themselves.
Well, every team is always working on depth, and then your girls all get a lot of playing time for the most part, and you're going to need that depth today, aren't you, Coach? Because you're going to be probably needing to run them in and out there today, right?
We are, and it seems like we're becoming more balanced. Abby Jackson and Lexi Schmidt have been playing well all year, and, you know, now Sharice Farmer's coming on, and Libby Kissinger's coming on, and Tessa Kalupa, she can step in there and do some nice things. And then Audrey Gaspers last Tuesday played really well. And so, you know, you hope to have a team effort. You don't want to have one rely on one girl to score 30 points and just kind of be well-balanced and everybody contribute and really defensively do their job.
The ball club gets into the stretch as we've talked to all these clubs trying to get into the flow of things, and a lot of basketball coming up in January. This one today, then it's a Southern Valley and the Kearney Catholic next weekend, David City Aquinas and the conference tournament. So this is the beginning of a stretch that leads to the end of the season, isn't it, Coach? So you want to get out of the gate well today and have a good ball game and hopefully come out of there with a win. But important times, a lot of basketball coming up.
There is, and with these snowstorms, it seems like we've had two more almost, but we're hitting a stretch of January where we're going to be playing two or three games every week and against some good quality teams, and then you jump right into your conference tournament. And so it's one of those cases where you want to get off on the right foot, and we did that with Fillmore Central, and now we just want to kind of keep it rolling.
Coach, good luck this afternoon. Hopefully we'll talk when it's over. Thank you.
All right, Blaine, thanks a lot.
That's John Kyle, head basketball coach of the St. Cecilia Hawkhead girls. And stay tuned. We got a basketball doubleheader, St. Cecilia and Lincoln Christian. The girls' game is up first. That's up next.
No matter where you roam, you're always at home with an RV from Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place. Travel the country, see the sights, and never be without all the amenities of home. Dykeman's has a large selection of XL luxury fifth wheels, Palomino fold-down camping trailers, Coachman fifth wheels, travel trailers, Class A and Class C motorhomes, and their service department is second to none. So go ahead, get away from it all, but don't rough it. Get RVing with Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place, Burlington Avenue and Highway 6 in Hastings.
Mary Lanning Memorial Hospital's Sports Medicine Outreach Program knows that as an athlete, you work hard to be the best you can be. When an injury happens, we know getting back in the game is the most important thing. That's why we're available weekday mornings and Saturday mornings for our sports injury clinics. Physical therapists and a certified athletic trainer are on hand to help you with your injuries. At Mary Lanning Memorial Hospital, our goal is to get you back into the game safely and as quickly as possible. Free clinics are held in the Medical Services Building on the Mary Lanning campus. Call for more information.
High school basketball is brought to you by the KHAS Sports Boosters, local business supporting local youth and local athletics.
And good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Chapman Gymnasium, St. Cecilia High School in Hastings, for our girls-boys basketball doubleheader here on 1230 KHAS Radio. The St. Cecilia Hawkettes and Blue Hawks hosting the visitors from Lincoln, the Lincoln Christian Crusaders. I'm Blaine Bulis. I'll have the play-by-play for you in both of these basketball games, our first two of a quadruple header on 1230 KHS today. After we are finished here, we'll head out to Adams Central for the Adams Central St. Paul girls and boys basketball doubleheader on this Saturday, the second Saturday in the new year. Our girls boys doubleheader from Chapman Gymnasium, St. Cecilia and Lincoln Christian. The girls game is up first. The St. Cecilia Hawkettes coming in with 5 wins and 3 losses on the season. John Kyle's team coming off a 59-46 victory over Fillmore Central this past Tuesday before the weather turned difficult on us in the latter part of the week. As St. Cecilia did get a game in on Tuesday and beat Fillmore Central 59-46. The Hawkettes there rebounding from a couple of losses at the Doan College Holiday Tournament on December 29th and 30th as the Hawkettes lost to Pierce and Crete. St. Cecilia started the season beating Columbus Scotus. They lost at the top-ranked Bishop Newman, 61-37, and then the Hawkettes won 3 in a row, beating Donovan Trumbull, Blue Hill, and Wood River all on the road, as the Hawkettes had 4 games in a row on the road, and then another 2 in that holiday tournament. So St. Cecilia has not played at home since, of course, last Tuesday, but before that to start the season. And St. Cecilia at 5 wins, 3 losses on the basketball season. The Lincoln Christian Crusaders come in, and they are a pretty good outfit, folks. They've won six, and they've lost two ball games. Lincoln Christian starting the season beating Lincoln Pius 46-31. They defeated a D1 team, Freeman, 85-13. And Christian started the season then beating Lincoln Lutheran 52-33 to go to 3-0. Their first loss was to South Central Nebraska's Sutton, a very good Sutton team. The C2 Sutton Mustangs beat Lincoln Christian 42-36. After that, rebounding win efforts by the Crusaders beating Grand Island Central Catholic 48-27, Raymond Central 69-36. And then in the Bishop Newman Holiday Tournament, Lincoln Christian beat Wahoo 48-44 and then lost in the championship matchup to Bishop Newman 60-38. So Bishop Newman has defeated Lincoln Christian 60-38 and St. Cecilia 61-37. A couple of common scores to start this season. And Lincoln Christian, though, does come in at 6-2. They have not played since December 30th. This is their first game on the 2010 portion of their schedule. So it should be a pretty good one here. St. Cecilia 5-3, Lincoln Christian at 6-2. The Hawkettes of St. Cecilia, John Kyle's team, being led in scoring so far this season by Lexi Schmidt. Lexi averaging just under 12 points a game, the 5'8 junior. She's expected to get one of the starting spots today. The starting guards look like they're going to be Abby Jackson, a 5'5 junior, and Sharice Farmer, a 5'4" junior. Sharice Farmer averaging 6.7 points a game, and Abby Jackson at 9 points per game. Coach Kyle wasn't sure when we hit the air here who exactly the other two starters will be. He is expected to pick from Brooke McWhorter, the 5'9 junior, Caitlin Ernst, the 5'8 sophomore, and Audrey Gaspers, the 5'5 senior. St. Cecilia faces a tall front line in Lincoln Christian, three girls all listed at 5'10 for Lincoln Christian, and St. Cecilia goes no taller than 5'9 with Brooke McWhorter on their varsity roster. And St. Cecilia faces one of the better players in Class C1 for the girls, Morgan Doherty. She's a 5'10 pivot player, a senior. She averages 13 points and 10 rebounds per contest. And also up front at 5'10, the junior is Joelle Anderson. She averages 11 points a game and 7 rebounds. And the third 5'10 starter, Mackenzie McCoskey, is a senior, 5 points and 4 rebounds per contest. Lincoln Christian coming in, scoring 53 points a game, giving up only 36, so it is a formidable front line St. Cecilia faces against Lincoln Christian in this girls' game today. The St. Cecilia Hawkettes coming in, scoring at 51.6 points per game, giving up 45.1 per contest. St. Cecilia shooting the basketball pretty well overall. The Hawkettes shooting at 47% on the season, their opponents 42%, and total field goal percentage, St. Cecilia at 41%, and their opponents at 39% on the season. St. Cecilia being out-rebounded by a little over 2.5 rebounds per contest, and of course that will be a concern today with Doherty and the others up front for Lincoln Christian, for Coach John Kyle's Hawkettes. St. Cecilia turns it over 17 times a game, but their opponents are turning it over about 21 points per contest, and we'll see how that fares out today as these offensive patterns and offensive possessions going to be very important for both of these ball clubs into this basketball game today. Again, St. Cecilia, we expect to see out of the Hawkettes. They're going to be starting Lexi Schmidt, a 5'8 junior on the season. Lexi leading the team in scoring at 11.9 points per contest, and Lexi also averaging 5.4 rebounds per contest, leads the team in scoring and rebounding for St. Cecilia. Sharice Farmer, the 5'4" junior at 6.7 points per game, and Sharice at 3.2 rebounds per contest. Abby Jackson, a 5'5 junior, who will also start for St. Cecilia, and again, she averages 9 points a game and 3.4 rebounds per contest. And the other two starters we are going to find out in just a matter of moments here from John Kyle, as he will send out his troops to begin this basketball game. Lincoln Christian, again, will be starting Morgan Doherty, a 5'10 senior at 13 points and 10 rebounds. Joelle Anderson, a 5'10 junior, 11 points and 7 rebounds. Mackenzie McCoskey, a senior, 5 points and 4 rebounds per contest. And the starting guards for Lincoln Christian, Bailey Dwork, a 5'6" senior. She averages 7 points and 2 rebounds. And the 5'6" senior,
Sarah Plambeck, 4 points and one rebound per contest. Plambeck and Dworak, and off the bench, Danny Anderson leads this team in assists for Lincoln Christian so far this season. So it's Lincoln Christian at 6-2 on the season, and St. Cecilia at 5-3 in the girls' contest. Our first of two here from Chapman Gymnasium, St. Cecilia High School, Lincoln Christian and St. Cecilia girls' boys basketball doubleheader here this afternoon on 1230 KHAS Radio in Hastings, Nebraska. We want to take a timeout, and when we return, we'll give you those starting lineups, set the scene a little bit more for you, and have the opening tip-off of this girls' game. We'll be back in 1 minute.
You've had an accident. Who do you call? When you need body work, you need to call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy offers complete collision repair and restoration. They'll have your baby looking as good as new in no time. Big dent or small ding. See the pros at Sealy Body Shop, 201 East South Street, Hastings.
Where there's a WIT, there's a way. WIT Plumbing does the best plumbing work, from new construction, remodeling, repairs, and service to backhoe, trenching, leach fields, and septic tank installation. Call Randy at 463-4664. WIT Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings. Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Battery and Electric. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Battery and Electric. 2001 West 2nd, Hastings.
Harvard State Bank, competitive, progressive, and secure. While Harvard State Bank is locally owned, they still offer the latest technology like free online banking. Go to harvardstatebank.com. Since 1903, Harvard State Bank, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
1230 KHAS.
And the singing of our national anthem here at Chapman Gymnasium before the St. Cecilia Lincoln Christian girls boys basketball doubleheader for you this afternoon on this sunny Saturday afternoon in Hastings. For Lincoln Christian, again, they will start Sarah Plambeck, a 5'6 senior at one guard. Bailey Dworak, a 5'6 senior at guard. Up front, Joel Anderson, a 5'10 junior. Mackenzie McCoskey, the 5'10 senior. And Morgan Doherty, a 5'10" senior. And again, Doherty, the one to watch. If she's having a good game, St. Cecilia is going to face a long afternoon. But Doherty at 13 points and 10 rebounds per contest for the Lincoln Christian Crusaders. For Hastings, St. Cecilia and John Kyle, they will be starting in this contest. Abby Jackson, a 5'5" junior, will get a start. Sharice Farmer, a 5'4" junior. Sharice Farmer. Brooke McWhorter will start, the 5'9 junior for St. Cecilia. Also starting, Lexi Schmidt, a 5'8 junior for St. Cecilia. And Audrey Gaspers, the 5'5 senior for St. Cecilia, will start. So it's Gaspers, McWhorter, Schmidt, Farmer, and Jackson for St. Cecilia to begin the game. St. Cecilia shooting the basket to our right, Lincoln Christian basket to our left. St. Cecilia in the home white uniforms with the blue numerals and blue trim. Lincoln Christian in their traveling dark blue uniforms with the red and white numerals and trim. St. Cecilia to the right, Lincoln Christian to the left. St. Cecilia coming off a win on Tuesday night to go to 5-3. Lincoln Christian hasn't played since December the 30th when they were defeated by Bishop Newman 60-38 in the championship of the Bishop Newman tournament. So St. Cecilia and Lincoln Christian, the Hawkettes and the Crusaders in this first of two here in Hastings, our first of four on the day here on 1230 KHAS Radio in Hastings. McWhorter will jump center for St. Cecilia, and Joel Anderson, the 5'10 junior for Lincoln Christian. Ball in the air, and the tip controlled by the Hawkettes, and they have it in the front court. Cherise Farmer for St. Cecilia to Jackson to Schmidt. Baseline pass to McWhorter. Her shot is partially blocked out of there and grabbed by Megan Doherty for Lincoln Christian. Well, into the front court now, Sarah Planbeck for the dark blue of Lincoln Christian. Just underway, scoreless in this first quarter. Jackson tips the ball, tries to get the steal, can't save it from going out of bounds. It is off Abby, and it'll be Lincoln Christian basketball. Bailey Dwork, the 5'6 senior, will inbound on the far sideline to her running mate at guard, Sarah Planbeck, and Planbeck will direct this offense. St. Cecilia in a zone defense here to begin this basketball game. A little bit of a zone, trying to pack back against Morgan Doherty for the Crusaders. Planbeck shot from the corner, will bounce around and off. No good. Doherty rebound, shoots and scores.
Morgan Doherty
with a good position inside. The offensive rebound and score, 2-0. Favor of the Crusaders. Jackson in the backcourt, long front court pass to Schmidt to the baseline. Shot put up, partially blocked out of there by Joelle Anderson. Joelle can't save it. She stepped on the end line after her block and couldn't save it from going out of bounds. Stepped on the end line. It'll be Hawkhead basketball. Jackson to inbound for St. Cecilia. 2-0 Crusaders out to the early lead. Out to Farmer, into the lane, a runner from five in the air in the hole.
Cherise Farmer
for two. We're tied at two in the first quarter of play. A little backcourt pressure by the Hawkettes as they'll go into a zone trap in the backcourt. There's a front court pass to Anderson. Joelle with the basketball. Cross court pass is going to be too strong for McKenzie McCoskey, and it is a turnover on Lincoln Christian. Goes out of bounds, the first of the game on the Crusaders. Pass too strong to McCoskey, and St. Cecilia faces some backcourt pressure. A little 2-2-1 zone pressure in that backcourt by Lincoln Christian. Jackson, cross court pass into the front court. St. Cecilia, it's Gaspers. Aubrey with it. Bounce pass to Farmer. Right side to Jackson on the wing against the zone of Lincoln Christian. Inside to Schmidt. She's in the lane. Has no shot. They'll back out to Jackson. Bounce pass inside to Schmidt. Turns and shoots from seven in the hole. Lexi Schmidt with her first shot and field goal. St. Cecilia up 4-2. 6:20 to go in period number one. Planbeck backcourt is each team with a little backcourt zone pressure. Planbeck into the scoring zone for the Crusaders. Right side pass to Dwork. Cross court pass now to Joelle Anderson. Anderson back on the other side of the court to Dwork, to Doherty on the baseline. Morgan with it there, top of the key. Planbeck, 18-footer in the air. Off the side of the rim. Nigo tipped around and grabbed in the lane by McWhorter to Jackson. Hawkettes get it across into the scoring zone to our left here, and Jackson slows it up for the Hawkettes. Lob inside to Schmidt. The corner now to Farmer. Cherise with it. Pass it to Schmidt. Back out top of the key to Jackson. Right side to Cherise. Farmer into Schmidt. She's all alone and 10 feet away and scores. Little hole in that defense there. Lexi Schmidt had an open shot, and she makes it 6-2 in favor of St. Cecilia. That zone has a hole in it, and Schmidt finds it for the Hawkettes, and she had an easy field goal there, 6-2, favor of the Hawkettes. Planbeck now to Joelle Anderson to the free throw line. Into the lane, shot put up, it'll be no good, but she's fouled in the play. Looks like this one's going to be called on Brooke McWhorter of St. Cecilia. And Joelle Anderson will go to the free throw line to shoot two. She fouled in the act of shooting there for the Lincoln Christian Crusaders. Joelle averaging 11 points, 7 rebounds, and 4 steals per game for Lincoln Christian. Free throw up. This one's going to be off there, no good. 6-2, Hawkettes lead, 5:21 to go in period number one. Anderson is a 5'10 junior, a double-figure score on the season for the 6-2 Crusaders. Free throw up. It's going to be good this time. 1 out of 2 for Joelle makes it 6-3, St. Cecilia. Jackson in the backcourt. Passes this side to Gaspers. Gaspers to Farmer, and Farmer across the timeline for the Hawkettes. Now to Jackson. Free throw line pass to Schmidt. To Farmer, left side to Gaspers against this zone of Lincoln Christian. Farmer, top of the key. Drives, dishes off to Jackson. Behind the three-point arc. Had an idea, but didn't take the shot to Gaspers. Back top of the key to Farmer. Pass inside to Schmidt. That one is off her fingertips. Grabbed by Doherty. Morgan runs with the basketball. Passes to Planbeck, but the break is broken up by the St. Cecilia defense, and Jackson knocks it out of bounds. So that fast break, the defense got back. Abby Jackson knocked it out of bounds. Lincoln Christian basketball. Anderson to inbound. 6-3, Hawkettes in the lead. 4:48 to go first quarter. Corner, it's Anderson. Look inside for Doherty, but no pass to Planbeck. St. Cecilia in the 2-3 zone. Right side, McCoskey now. Dwork to Planbeck. To Bailey Dwork on the wing. Farmer on her pass inside. Nice pass underneath to Anderson in the field goal. Nice pass there, 6-5. And an easy basket for Anderson. She has three. Hawkettes lead cut to one, 6-5, 4:20 to go, first quarter. Our first substitutions came. There's a bad pass and a steal by Mikowski. St. Cecilia turns it over. Front court pass broken up and stolen by Abby Jackson for the Hawkettes. So St. Cecilia returns the favor and creates a turnover. Jackson on the steal has it in the front court to McWhorter. Pass underneath. Shot put up. It's going to be good by Lexi Schmidt. Six for Schmidt. She averages just under 12. She has six already. 8-5 Hawkettes. 4 minutes to go, first quarter. Front court, it's Dwork. Bailey with the dribble. To the right baseline, still with the dribble underneath the basket. Puts up a scoop shot, and she travels before the shot. Turnover, Lincoln Christian. St. Cecilia sends three new ones in. Kaylin Ernst, the 5'8 sophomore, comes in. Libby Kissinger, a 5'4" sophomore. And Tessa Kalupa, a 5'6" junior. So Kalupa inbounds to Jackson, back to Kalupa, to Kissinger. There are the guards now in there for St. Cecilia. Lob pass in the front court to Schmidt. Lexi with it, cross court to Jackson. To the baseline goes Abby underneath the basket. Back out, and a shot put in the air by Kalupa is going to be off the side of the rim. No good. Jackson controls the offensive rebound. Back out to Kalupa. Top of the key to Schmidt. In the corner to Kalupa. Pass tip, but grabbed by Tessa to Schmidt. To Kissinger. Libby inside the lane. Dishes off to Jackson. She'll take the three from the wing in the air and the hole. Nothing but net. Abby Jackson for three. St. Cecilia leads 11-5. And Nick Arduna wants a timeout and gets one for Lincoln Christian with 3:22 to go in the first quarter. St. Cecilia 11, Lincoln Christian 5, back in 30 seconds.
Local and area athletes and teams stop at Hogan Sporting Goods. From a great selection of shoes and clothing to equipment, accessories, and much more, Hogan's has it. Hogan Sporting Goods, downtown Hastings, proudly supporting local and area high school athletes, Hastings College, and the Nebraska Cornhuskers.
Keith's Drive-In Drugs and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Keith's Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
1230 KHAS.
11-5, St. Cecilia with the lead, their largest of the afternoon, and Christian with the basketball. They have it in the backcourt, and Sarah Plambeck will try to get it across the timeline, and she does, against the defense of Libby Kissinger. To Dwork on the left wing, the other guard for Crusaders. Cross-court pass now to Anderson. Joel gets a screen, top of the key, left side pass to Dwork. Bailey with it, now to Plambeck. Look inside, but no pass to Dwork. In the corner to Mikowski, back to Dwork. Bailey drives in the lane, pass underneath, is tipped away and out of bounds, and it is off of Joel Anderson. Turnover, Lincoln Christian, their fourth. Audrey Gaspers back in, first rest of the afternoon for Lexi Schmidt. She goes out, Audrey Gaspers back in, 11-5 Hawkettes. They have the ball. Front court pass, Anderson on the drive now is Kissinger. Pass underneath, shot put up and good, scoring. Kaylin Ernst, 13-5 Hawkettes, breaking the zone trap and getting some easy scores. St. Cecilia tips it away, but grabbing it is Dwork. Pass underneath. Shot put up and scoring is Mackenzie Mikowski for the Crusaders, and it's 13-7 Hawkettes. Jackson across the timeline on the dribble for St. Cecilia into the scoring zone. Bounce pass to Kissinger. Libby with it. Right side to Jackson. Against this zone defense, a 1-3-1 for Lincoln Christian. Pass in the lane to Gaspers is lost and taken out of there by the Crusaders. Now stolen back by St. Cecilia. Kissinger gets the steal there to Jackson. To Kalupa. Cross-court pass to Libby Kissinger. Eyed the three, doesn't take it. Loops a pass back out to Jackson. Top of the key for three in the air. Bounces off the side of the rim. No good. Rebound by Anderson of Lincoln Christian. The Crusaders on the run from left to right. Anderson across the timeline into the scoring zone for the Crusaders. 13-7 Hawkettes. Joel Anderson cross-courts it to Plambeck. Top of the key to Dwork. Left alone for three in the air off the backboard and rim. No good. Doherty tries to get the rebound. Can't grab it. And it is grabbed by Libby Kissinger for St. Cecilia. Libby double-teamed in the backcourt, loops a pass to Kalupa. Tessa across the timeline into the scoring zone for the Hawkettes. Now gives it up to Jackson. Abby Jackson to Libby Kissinger. To Gaspers in the lane, puts up a shot from seven off the side of the backboard. No good. Ernst rebound, shoot shot, no good. Doherty on the rebound for Lincoln Christian. Morgan comes out of there with it and passes it to Plambeck. Sarah across the timeline for the Crusaders to the offensive zone. Into the left corner, lob inside for Mikowski. Works against three Crusaders, back out to Dwork. Her shot in the air for three is good. Bailey Dwork for three. Cuts the St. Cecilia lead in half from 6-3, 13-10. St. Cecilia, 1:05 to go, first quarter. Jackson now to Gaspers. Gaspers to Libby Kissinger. Kissinger gets a screen to the free throw line. Has to give the ball to Jackson. To Kalupa. Free throw line to Gaspers. Two defenders. Passes back out to Kissinger. To Gaspers, free throw line. 15-footer's good. Audrey Gaspers. St. Cecilia again finds that hole in the defense there, and Gaspers with a wide-open 15-footer and makes it 15-10, Hawkettes, 38 seconds to go in the first quarter. Dworick for another three in the air. This will bounce around off. No good rebound by Ernst. Good inside position and screen out by Caitlin Ernst for the rebound to Jackson. 28 seconds to go. Front court pass is going to be too strong and long. Anderson with the steal, fourth turnover on St. Cecilia. Driving now is Dworick. Lost control of the ball, but she's fouled by Abby Jackson. Jackson picks up her first, team second. Jackson had to foul Bailey Dworick as she drove for the hoop there before a shot could be taken. Foul was committed for non-shooting situation. St. Cecilia sends back in McWhirter and Schmidt and Farmer, three starters, first two substitutions for the Crusaders. Katie Paulus, a six-foot senior, comes into the game as Planbeck inbounds. Out to Paulus. Paulus with the basketball. She's a six-foot junior. Her first appearance pass inside to Anderson. Back out to Paulus. Also in the game is Danny Anderson, a 5'6 freshman for Lincoln Christian. They have the ball. 10 seconds to go. Baseline shot put up by Planbeck's going to be no good. Tipped around on the baseline. Two players hit the deck. The ball goes out of bounds off a Crusader with 4.5 seconds to go. It will be St. Cecilia basketball. They'll have to come almost the length of the floor, leading by five. Down it quickly into the front court. Now to Farmer. She'll put it up on the run for three in the air. It's going to be off the brim. No good. Another shot put up by McWhirter is no good. That may not have counted anyway. That is the end of the first quarter with the score. St. Cecilia 15, Lincoln Christian 10. Back right after this.
Relax. It's Rheem. If you're looking for the most economical, energy-efficient way to heat and cool your home, you can relax with the Rheem heat pump. Rheem heat pumps keep your home as comfortable as ordinary cooling and heating systems, but cost less to operate, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax. It's Rheem. Get your Rheem heat pumps at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st Street, Hastings. Call 462-9190. 1230 KHAS.
If you have problems with insects, rodents, or termites, call Gaspin Pest Control in Hastings. They're locally owned and operated. Gaspin Pest Control is licensed in Nebraska and Kansas and uses only EPA-approved chemical applications. That's Gaspin Pest Control. Call 463-2734.
1230 KHAS.
Saints to see with the lead here by the score of 15-10. Over the Lincoln Christian Crusaders, Lexi Schmidt with six to lead the way for St. Cecilia. And the Hawkettes finding the seam in the Lincoln Christian zone and playing pretty good defense, giving up only 2 points to the 13-point scorer, Morgan Doherty. And Lincoln Christian with the ball to start the second quarter. Planbeck is out there with Anderson. Doherty back in the game. Paulus from the wing will shoot the three and hit it. Katie Paulus for three to start the second quarter. And the lead cut to two at 15-13. St. Cecilia has Farmer and Kissinger out there, and Schmidt, and Kalupa. Pass to Tess on the wing. Pass back out front is going to be picked off and stolen by Joelle Anderson. She will drive, stop, shoot, and score off the glass and tie the ball game. Joelle Anderson with her fifth point, and we're tied at 15. The first five, quick 5 points, start the quarter for Lincoln Christian. Kalupa with it to Schmidt on the baseline. Double team there. Back out to Kalupa, and her pass is stolen out there by Planbeck. Hawkettes turn it over for the sixth time in the game, second time this quarter. We're tied at 15 in the first minute of period number two. Joelle Anderson for Lincoln Christian to Danny Anderson. Anderson to Anderson for three from the wing. In and out, no good. Rebounded by Schmidt. Lexi Schmidt with the rebound now to Kalupa. Kalupa and Schmidt. And Farmer pass stolen by Planbeck. Hawkettes turn it over once again. Driving is Planbeck, and she's fouled in the play by Kalupa. Jessica Kalupa with the defense there and commits the foul. 6:44 to go, and it's 15-15. Abby Jackson back in for St. Cecilia. Chanel Farmer, the 5'4 freshman in for St. Cecilia, her first appearance. Non-shooting situation, three fouls in St. Cecilia, no fouls in the game on Lincoln Christian. We're tied at 15, 6:44 to go in the second. Paulus inbounds to Planbeck from Crusaders to Paulus deep in the left corner. Top of the key pass to Danny Anderson on the right wing to Anderson. Anderson to Anderson. Driving is Joelle, the sisters here of Anderson. Shot up off there, no good. Danny and Joelle, sisters Anderson out there for the Crusaders. St. Cecilia on the run. The ball's Farmer. Top of the key to Jackson. Tied at 15. First 5 points of this quarter to the Crusaders. They've knotted it up. Schmidt inside. Bounce pass free throw line to McWhirter to Jackson to Farmer. aside to Chanel Farmer. Sisters there also, Charisse and Chanel. Jackson with it to Charisse Farmer. To McWhirter, nice pass underneath to Schmidt in the lane. Turn, shoots from five, off there, no good. Tipped out by McWhirter to Farmer in the lane. Charisse's shot up, off there, no good. Doherty in there to rebound. Morgan Doherty with the rebound there for the Crusaders. They try to take the lead here once again. Plambeck into the scoring zone for Lincoln Christian. Gives it up to Joel Anderson. Anderson in the lane, stops, shot put up, no good, but she's fouled in the play. That was partially blocked, but some arm also grabbed there by the Hawkettes. Called on Abby Jackson. That's two on Jackson. Joelle Anderson to go to the line to shoot two. She has scored five. She's one out of two from the line. Lincoln Christian's first lead is right there on the made free throw. They led it 2-0 and now 16-15, their first lead of this quarter. It's 2-0 Christian. St. Cecilia then got the next six, went up 6-2 and led by five at the end of the first quarter. Second free throw up and good. That's seven in the game now for Joelle Anderson, and Lincoln Christian leads it 17-15. Front court, it's Jackson now to Farmer. Left side to Chanel Farmer. Chanel with a bounce pass inside to Schmidt. Back out to Jackson. Top of the key for St. Cecilia against this 2-3 zone of Lincoln Christian. Becoming more of a 2-1-2 zone as Doherty moves up on the post player for Lincoln Christian. Farmer, top of the key for three. Nothing but net there. Maurice Farmer has five, and St. Cecilia back on the lead at 18-17. And St. Cecilia made a couple of threes in this game, and they may have to shoot a few more before this one's over. There's a shot put up three by Danny Anderson, and it's good. For Lincoln Christian, Danny Anderson with three. Christian back up 20-18. Front court, St. Cecilia, Chanel Farmer for the Hawkettes. To McWhirter, inside to Schmidt, back out to Charisse Farmer. Left alone there, she'll take the long three in the air, bounce off the side of the rim, no good. Battle for the rebound, grab offensive by Lexi Schmidt. To Farmer in the lane. Charisse just couldn't control it, then lost it off her leg out of bounds, and St. Cecilia sends back in Caitlin Ernst, Audrey Gaspers, and Libby Kissinger. The Hawkettes run 8 or 9 in the game. Three come in. Let's see, three did go out. So St. Cecilia still has five on the floor. 20-18 Crusaders, 4:53 to go, first half. Sarah Plambeck now will bring it across the scoring zone timeline to our right here for Lincoln Christian. To Joelle Anderson, deep in the right corner, works on the baseline. Underneath the basket, shot put up, drive is off there, no good, tipped out of bounds. Going to be a rebounding foul on Lincoln Christian as Audrey Gaspers had inside position there, and a foul going to be called on Danny Anderson. That's the first foul of the game on Lincoln Christian. Starter Bailey Dworak back in the game, and starter Mackenzie McCoskey. Morgan Doherty will sit down in the first rest of the game for Sarah Plambeck for Lincoln Christian. 20-18, Crusaders by two. St. Cecilia ball. There's a pass on the baseline to Caitlin Ernst. Double team there. Pass back out. It's going to be picked off and stolen by Danny Anderson. And then she's bumped on the play by the Hawkettes' Libby Kissinger. Non-shooting situation. Five team fouls on the Hawkettes. One on the Crusaders. 20-18 in favor of Lincoln Christian. 4:25 to go in the first half. Danny Anderson, the freshman, across the timeline for Lincoln Christian. Picked up there by Chanel Farmer, another freshman. So the freshmen battle each other here. There's a pass tipped and stolen by Abby Jackson. Jackson with the drive. She will put it up and good. The steal and score. Abby Jackson with five. Ties it at 20. Good girls game here. And on at the timeline, a traveling call on Bailey Dworak. So Christian turns it over for the seventh time. Chanel Farmer goes out of the game. And checking in for St. Cecilia is Libby Kissinger. Gaspers with it to Jackson. We're tied at 20 halfway through the second quarter. Libby Kissinger on the wing. Bounce pass inside to Gaspers. Is tipped away but grabbed by Caitlin Ernst. And then Ernst is grabbed on the arm by Danny Anderson of Lincoln Christian. Two fouls in the game on Christian, both on Danny Anderson. 3:55 to go. First half, 20-20 tie. Abby Jackson to inbound for the Hawkettes, does to Libby Kissinger. Now to Charisse Farmer. And Lincoln Christian has been in a zone all afternoon long. Jackson with it, a 2-3, 2-1-2 zone here. Jackson now to Kissinger from the wing for three in the air, off the rim, no good. Grabbed offensively by Audrey Gaspers. Offensive rebound, Gaspers tipped away from her, and it goes out of bounds off of St. Cecilia. And it'll be the basketball to Lincoln Christian. Mackenzie McCoskey tipped that ball away, and it went off Audrey Gaspers and out of bounds, and it'll be Lincoln Christian basketball. 3:27 to go, first half into the front court. Danny Anderson, but she palms the basketball. Got the dribble too high up in a palming violation. Turnover Lincoln Christian, their eighth unofficially. St. Cecilia with eight. 3:26 to go first half. 20-20 tie. Farmer inbounds, gets the basketball from Jackson. Back to Abby Jackson. Free throw line pass is tipped off there. A telegraph pass there and picked off by Danny Anderson for Lincoln Christian. Into the scoring zone. Loops a pass to Dwork. Top of the key. Shot put up from 15. It's going to be off no good by Mikoski. Rebounded out of there by Therese Farmer, and John Kyle gets a timeout for St. Cecilia. We'll take one with 3:10 to go, first half. St. Cecilia 20, Lincoln Christian 20, back in 30 seconds.
Say it with flowers from Bob Sass Flowers. Bob Sass Flowers has beautiful bright flowers, green plants, and many more special unique gifts for your home or office decor. Bob Sass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd Hastings, open Monday through Saturday. Call 462-2179.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings. 1230 KHAS.
3:10 to go, first half. St. Cecilia 20, Lincoln Christian 20, our first of two in this girls' boys' high school basketball doubleheader. St. Cecilia's largest lead was 13-5 in the first quarter. It was 15-10 at the quarter. Lincoln Christian then came out and scored the first seven of the second quarter to go up 17-15, and we're knotted at 20 right now as St. Cecilia and Lincoln Christian battle in this girls' game. The Hawkettes 5-3, the Crusaders at 6-2. St. Cecilia basketball. They will come the length of the floor. Libby Kissinger will inbound to Cherise Farmer to play the final 3 minutes or so of this first half. To Jackson, now to Farmer, right side to Kissinger. Cross-court pass now to Abby Jackson. Top of the key to Farmer. St. Cecilia trying to get the basketball inside, working against the zone defense of Lincoln Christian. It's to Jackson on the wing. No penetration there. Pass lobbed underneath to Kissinger. Tip, but Libby grabs the basketball for St. Cecilia. Back out to Farmer. Free throw line to Schmidt now to Kissinger. To Farmer, left side to Jackson. To the baseline, stops and pops from five. No good. Rebound by Schmidt. Offensive rebound. Shot put up. No good. Battle for it inside. Caitlin Ernst there. She tries to go up with it. She's tied up on the play by Joelle Anderson on the alternate possession jump ball. The basketball will stay with St. Cecilia. Ernst out. Brooke McWhorter back in for the Hawkettes. 2:32 to go in the first half. Still tied at 20. Jackson to inbound for St. Cecilia. Does deep in the left corner to Brooke McWhorter. To Cherise Farmer. Farmer to the baseline, back out to Lexi Schmidt. 15-footer is going to be long, no good. Rebounded by Farmer to Schmidt. Another shot off there, no good. And rebound offensive by Brooke McWhorter to Farmer. 17-footer, no good. Long rebound this time is tipped around. Kissinger's going to grab it now in the backcourt for St. Cecilia. Passes it into the front court for Abby Jackson. St. Cecilia doing a great job on the offensive boards. Pass underneath to Schmidt is tipped away. Coming out of there with it is Mackenzie McCoskey. St. Cecilia turns it over quickly into the front court. Are the Crusaders. And Mikoski grabs the basketball for Lincoln Christian. We're still tied at 20, less than 2 minutes to go in the first half. Joelle Anderson on the right wing. Pass knocked out of bounds by Libby Kissinger. It'll stay with the Crusaders. Morgan Doherty, Sarah Planbeck, two starters for the Crusaders back in the game. Danny Anderson and Mackenzie Mikoski go out. Crusaders inbound. It goes to Planbeck. Right side to Anderson. Joelle with it. Back to Planbeck. Anderson, again, St. Cecilia trying to pack it inside against Morgan Doherty. The 13-point score has scored only two today. Planbeck, pass intended for Katie Paulus, is going to be tipped by a Hawkette. And goes all the way out of bounds on the far sideline. It'll be Lincoln Christian retaining possession of the basketball with 1:39 to go in the first half. Sarah Planbeck with it. The right side pass to Joelle Anderson, the 5'10 junior, to the baseline. And she's called for traveling on that baseline. Turnover on the Crusaders, their ninth. St. Cecilia unofficially with 10 in the first half. St. Cecilia ball. Knotted at 20 for the last couple of minutes. Jackson front court for the Hawkettes to Farmer. Side to Libby Kissinger. Cross court to Jackson. She will drive. Looks to lob inside, but Doherty's right there to grab the ball and steal it for the Crusaders. Quickly into the front court. Dwork shot put up off the glass and good. Billy Dwork with her fifth point. Chris Lincoln Christian back ahead 22-20. They've led by 2 points on three different occasions in this game. Four different occasions make it, and they have the lead now 22-20. Less than a minute to go, first half. Farmer with it for St. Cecilia to the free throw line. Pass on the wing to Kissinger. Just the big front line. St. Cecilia can't penetrate inside in this second quarter. to Schmidt to the free throw line, back out to Jackson. Eyes the three in the air. Rolls around and off. No good. Tipped out of bounds off of Brooke McWhorter of St. Cecilia. St. Cecilia sends in Chanel Farmer, Audrey Gaspers, and Tessa Kalupa. Hawkettes trail 22-20 with 40 seconds to go in the first half. Planback, front court pass to Dworak. Bailey Dworak for Lincoln Christian to the free throw line in the lane. Dishes off. DePaulis tipped away from her. Saving it is Brooke McWhorter. Turnover Lincoln Christian, their 10th. Chanel Farmer is all alone underneath. Shot put up and good. Chanel Farmer with her first field goal. We're tied at 22. So McWhorter gets the steal. Passes to Farmer for the bucket. 20 seconds to go, first half. Planbeck scoring zone for Lincoln Christian. Now to Anderson at the baseline. Runs into Brooke McWhorter and a blocking foul call on the Hawkettes. McWhorter. That'll be her second. 16 foul. So we have not had free throws in the 1-1 in this half. With 14 seconds to go, 16 foul on St. Cecilia. Anderson to inbound, does to Planbeck. Sarah to the free throw line, 15-footer will bounce around and off, no good. And there's a rebounding foul on Joel Anderson of Lincoln Christian. Only their third team foul, so St. Cecilia will not shoot free throws. Quickly, Libby Kissinger will check in for the final 10 seconds, and Abby Jackson may be the more chance for three-point shooters. Audrey Gaspers goes out, Brooke McWhorter goes out, so Jackson's in there and Farmer. And Kissinger and Kalupa, they can all throw up the three if necessary here late in this first quarter. We're tied at 22. Jackson front court, 6 seconds to go, back to Farmer. Aside to Chanel Farmer, now to Kissinger. This is in the corner, Chanel Farmer. She goes on the baseline, lost control, and it's picked up by Morgan Doherty. And that's the end of the first half of play, and we're tied at 22, a good first half. St. Cecilia 22, Lincoln Christian 22. We'll be back. Talk about this one in 90 seconds.
Physical Therapy and Sport Rehab of Hastings, located in the Ashton Place at 207 South Burlington, has been providing on-site event coverage and rehabilitation to athletes for 17 years. The experienced and caring staff at PTSR works with all area physicians to provide the best in care for all types of injuries. A Saturday sports clinic is available to athletes from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. during the fall and winter sports seasons. The people you know and the name you trust since 1992 is Physical Therapy and Sport Rehab of Hastings. Check us out on the web at www.ptsrhastings.com or call for an appointment at 402-462-8824.
Insurance Plus Financial Services wants you to compare your homeowners and auto insurance. Insurance Plus is an Allied insurance agent. Allied, a nationwide company on your side. Let them compare and make sure you're not paying too much and also that your coverage is adequate. It's a simple process that could save you some money. With Allied Insurance Plus, you'll know that should something happen, you're covered. Allied, a nationwide company on your side, and Insurance Plus providing sound, trusted coverage. Insurance Plus Financial Services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington and Hastings. Call 461-4465.
For more than 80 years, Burt's Drugstores have been serving its customers with its best prescription service, old-fashioned personal service where they call you by your first name. Free delivery 6 days a week in the drive-up window at Burt's Pharmacy. Serving you, Burt's Drugstore, downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
1230 KHAS.
Welcome back to Chapman Gymnasium, St. Cecilia High School, where St. Cecilia and Lincoln Christian are tied here at halftime at 22-22 in our first of two, actually our first of four on 1230 KHAS radio today. First of two here at St. Cecilia and two more tonight from Adams Central as they take on St. Paul. We'll have all these games for you today right here on 1230 KHAS radio. We're tied at 22 in this girls' game here at halftime. Lincoln Christian jumping out to the 2-0 lead. St. Cecilia then went up 6-2. St. Cecilia had the largest lead of the first half at 8 points, 13-5 in the first quarter. And St. Cecilia led 15-10 after the first quarter. St. Cecilia was able to find the seams of the pass to the free throw line in that first quarter as Lincoln Christian was in a 2-3 zone. And Lexi Schmidt just stepped out to the free throw line and had 6 points in that first quarter of play as St. Cecilia broke down that zone in the first quarter. And in the second quarter of play, Lincoln Christian moves their post defender up to the free throw line, and the easy 15-footers were not there for the Hawkettes in the second quarter. St. Cecilia led 15-10 after one, and Lincoln Christian then scored the first 7 points of the second quarter. The Crusaders went up 17-15. St. Cecilia grabbed an 18-17 lead. Lincoln Christian comes back to go up 20-18. We were tied at 20. And then Lincoln Christian with a bucket to go up 22-20. St. Cecilia scores the final field goal of the first half. Chanel Farmer, after a steal and a pass from Brooke McWhorter, Chanel Farmer scored the final bucket of the first half for St. Cecilia. We're tied at 22. So the Hawkettes led by as many as eight. Lincoln Christian has led by has been led this game only by 2 points, a 22 to 20 in the game, and a 20 to 18 in the contest, 17 to 15, and 2 to nothing. So an 8-point St. Cecilia lead has been their biggest, a 2-point lead on a couple of occasions for the Lincoln Christian Crusaders. We are tied at 22 in the contest. For Hastings St. Cecilia, Lexi Schmidt had those 6 points shooting the jumper from around the 15-foot mark. She had 6 points in the first quarter and leads the team with six here at halftime. Abby Jackson, a 3-point field goal and a 2-point field goal. She has five. Charisse Farmer with a 2-point field goal in the first quarter, a 3-pointer in the second. She also has five. And 2 points apiece for Audrey Gaspers, Caitlin Ernst, and Chanel Farmer for St. Cecilia. So six girls score, led by Lexi Schmidt, scoring six. Brooke McWhorter played. Tessa Kalupa also in there. Libby Kissinger. Those three did not score for St. Cecilia, as the Hawkettes have been running nine in and out of there into the first half. Six for Schmidt, five apiece for Jackson and Charisse Farmer, and two each for Audrey Gaspers, Caitlin Ernst, and Chanel Farmer. For Lincoln Christian, led in the first half by Joelle Anderson. She has 7 points, had three in the first, four in the second. She's three out of four from the free throw line. She has seven. St. Cecilia has done a good job on the leading scorer and rebounder, Morgan Doherty, for Lincoln Christian. Averages 13 points a game, and Morgan has scored only two. She had a 2-point field goal in the first quarter. St. Cecilia has kind of tried to pack their little zone defense back up in there against Morgan Doherty, and Morgan has only 2 points here at the quarter, so we'll see what kind of adjustments Lincoln Christian, Nick Arduna, will try to make here in the second half, as Doherty scoring only two in this ball game tied here at halftime at 22 points apiece. So Lincoln Christian, in fact, the top of 10 in the ratings in class C1, and there's a 6-2 start, and Doherty, one of the main reasons for that, as she leads them in scoring and rebounding. She has only two tonight. Joelle Anderson does lead the Crusaders with seven. Bailey Dworak has five on a 3-point field goal and a 2-pointer. A couple of 3-point field goals for Danny Anderson. She has one of those, and Katie Paulus has one. The two that came off the bench each hit a 3-point field goal in that second quarter for Lincoln Christian, and 2 points apiece for starters Mackenzie McCoskey and Morgan Doherty. So Joelle Anderson with seven leads the Crusaders. Bailey Dworak with five. Starting point guard Sarah Planbeck has not scored for the Crusaders in the game, as Lincoln Christian has played seven girls in the first half of play. They are three out of four from the free throw line. Joelle Anderson has taken the only free throws of the contest. St. Cecilia has not thrown any up from 15 feet, and Crusaders are three out of four. St. Cecilia outscoring Lincoln Christian 15-10 in the first quarter. The Crusaders coming back to outscore the Hawkettes 12-7 in the second quarter, and we are tied at 22-22 here at halftime. We will take another break, and when we return, we'll tell you about some other city basketball going on and what's coming up for these local teams yet today. We'll be back with the third quarter after this 90-second timeout.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
You've had an accident. Who do you call? When you need body work, you need to call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy offers complete collision repair and restoration. They'll have your baby looking as good as new in no time. Big dent or small ding. See the pros at Sealy Body Shop, 201 East South Street, Hastings.
Hastings College, Central Nebraska's nationally known choice for higher education. Ranked the number one best value college in Nebraska by Forbes.com. Named a 2010 best college in the Midwest by Princeton Review. Named a best buy in college education by Barron's. Through exploration, attention, and participation, your first step to success begins at nationally renowned Hastings College. Find out more at hastings.edu or call us at 800-LEARN-HC. Pursue your passion at Hastings College.
Whether you're buying or selling, follow the leader, Real Estate Group of Hastings, number one in home sales again. The women and men at Real Estate Group have 175 years of combined experience. Specialties include new construction, residential, commercial, farm, relocations, and expert assistance and guidance for first-time home buyers. The Real Estate Group of Hastings in the Crozier Park Professional Center on East 14th Street. Visit virtual tours and the open house schedule at realestategroupofhastings.com.
1230 KHAS.
St. Cecilia 22, Lincoln Christian 22 at halftime of our girls game here at Chapman Gymnasium, St. Cecilia's High School in Hastings. Our first of four today, our first of six this weekend right here on 1230 KHAS Radio. We'll have the boys game to follow this girls contest. The Blue Hawks of St. Cecilia at 7-1 on the year, and Lincoln Christian boys coming in, and they've got, it looks like, another good team. They are 6-1 on the year, and so that should be a good one in game number two. And after that, we'll take you out to Adams Central Patriots Gym for the girls-boys doubleheader, Adams Central and St. Paul. Mike Will will be there for the play-by-play of the Patriots and of the Wildcats. Then tomorrow, Mike will be over at Lynn Farrell Arena for the Hastings College women and men's doubleheader with Mount Marty, a conference doubleheader tomorrow. Not playing today because of the Hastings College wrestling tournament going on all day today at Lynn Farrell Arena, but the basketball doubleheader tomorrow. Both games can be heard right here on 1230 KHS, beginning with the women's pregame show at 1:45 tomorrow. Women tip off at 2, the men at 4. So that will round out our weekend of basketball here on 1230 KHS Radio. We have the NFL football playoffs today and tomorrow on ESPN 1550 and ESPN 1460, KXPN and KICS in Hastings and Kearney. And Storm Hockey tonight and tomorrow on Classic Hits 98.9 and Nebraska basketball this afternoon and tonight on The Breeze 94.5. Platte River Radio got you covered this weekend for sports. Third quarter underway. Lincoln Christian basketball. We're tied at 22. Bailey Dworak comes out there with Sarah Planbeck, and Planbeck has it. St. Cecilia in the zone defense. On the baseline now, it's Anderson, and she drives and scores. Joelle Anderson with 9. And on that sequence, the 5'10" senior Morgan Doherty was out on the wing against this zone for St. Cecilia. Maybe she can get the basketball out there as Nick Arduna makes some changes offensively there. Gaspers with it to Jackson, to McWhorter, to Schmidt. Cross court now to Gaspers. Sharice Farmer also out there for St. Cecilia to the baseline. Gaspers cross court pass tipped out of bounds by Joelle Anderson. St. Cecilia has Farmer, Sharice, Lexi Schmidt, Abby Jackson, Audrey Gaspers, and Brooke McWhorter to start this third quarter. 24-22 Crusaders. They score the first bucket of the quarter. Farmer pass in the corner to Abby Jackson. Jackson brings it now out to the top of the key with a dribble. On the side to Farmer. Lincoln Christian will stay in the 2-1-2 zone now in this third quarter. 2-3, 2-1-2, and it floats between the two. Pass to the free throw line to Schmidt. To Gaspers for 3 on the wing. A bounce out of there, no good. Going into the corner, it was off the rim and out of bounds. It'll be off of St. Cecilia. Shot missed and off the rim and out of bounds. It'll be Christian basketball. St. Cecilia will pick up in the backcourt. They're going to have a little zone trapping in the backcourt. Planbeck gets the basketball from Anderson, and Sarah Planbeck picked up now by Sharice Farmer, but Planbeck across the timeline into the scoring zone to our left here. Knocked away from Planbeck. She picks it up and passes to Mackenzie McCoskey in the corner to Bailey Dworak. Bailey with it. One dribble and done to McCoskey. Right side now to Dworak. From the wing for 3. Off the side of the backboard. No good, but the offensive rebound by McCoskey. Turns, shoots from 7 and good. Mackenzie McCoskey with the offensive board and basket. Biggest lead of the afternoon. 4 points for the Crusaders, 26-22. Free throw line pass to Schmidt on the wing to Gaspers. To Schmidt. Back out to Gaspers. Top of the key to Jackson. Left side to Farmer. Sharice fake to 3. Passes to McWhorter. Top of the key now to Jackson. Abby Jackson on the wing to Sharice Farmer. Sharice drives, gives up the dribble now to McWhorter. Pass inside is tipped away, stolen out of there by Morgan Doherty. And it'll be Lincoln Christian basketball. St. Cecilia now goes on the defense here in the corner. It's Anderson with it to Planbeck. Back to Anderson. St. Cecilia in the zone here, but nobody moving on either side of the ball. Now it's Dworak to Planbeck. 5:40 to go in the third. 26-22. Inside pass to Doherty. She turns, shoots, and scores over Brooke McWhorter. So Doherty gets it in low there and scores. 6 points in a row to start this quarter for the Crusaders. They have their biggest lead. They extend it up to six. Schmidt, nice pass underneath. It's tipped away and stolen out of there. The Blue Hawks turn it over, and now the Crusaders lose it out of bounds. They pass it on the far side to Flambeck. Turnover, Lincoln Christian. Caitlin Ernst comes in for St. Cecilia. Libby Kissinger comes in. Gaspers goes out. McWhorter goes out. So it's Ernst out there with Schmidt, Kissinger, Farmer, and Jackson for St. Cecilia. Now down by six early here in period number three. First six of this quarter by the Crusaders. Farmer with it. Charisse now to Kissinger. Cross-court pass to Jackson to Farmer. St. Cecilia just cannot penetrate the inside defense of the Crusaders. A pass tipped away by Planbeck. She'll get the steal. Sarah will drive, stop, and shoot from five off the side of the rim. Logan gets her own board, and she's tied up on the play by Charisse Farmer. Timeout for the Hawkettes. John Kyle will take one with 4:58 to go in the third quarter. The first six of this quarter by the Crusaders. They lead Lincoln Christian 28, St. Cecilia 22, back right after this.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling and Hastings tips at Sports Cap to the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches. Have successful and healthy seasons. Bill Hamburger Remodeling does residential and commercial construction, remodeling and additions, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, painting, and snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551 or 463-0480. Bill Hamburger Remodeling and Hastings always supports Hastings and area athletes.
1230 KHAS.
Two-point field goals by Joelle Anderson, Mackenzie McCoskey, and Morgan Doherty, the front line for Lincoln Christian to start this third quarter. The 3-5-10 players have all scored, and Lincoln Christian has the first six of this quarter. Lead the Hawkettes now 28-22. St. Cecilia will have the basketball. They will come the length of the floor from left to right here at Chapman Gymnasium and St. Cecilia High School in Hastings, Nebraska. Basketball this afternoon here on 1230 KHAS Radio in Hastings, Nebraska. Charisse Farmer drives, puts up a runner from seven off the backboard and rim. No good. Tipped around, grabbed by Anderson for Lincoln Christian. She loses control but picks it up in the front court for Lincoln Christian. Now to Plambeck. Sarah with it to Anderson. To Morgan Doherty. Left side to Dwork. Bailey with it. Pass underneath to Plambeck. She will double dribble. Sarah couldn't control the pass, had a double dribble and turned it over. Abby Jackson goes out. Tessa Kalupa, the 5'6 junior in for the Hawkettes. 4:28 to go, third quarter. Lincoln Christian 28, St. Cecilia 22. Front court Hawkettes, basket to our right here. It's Farmer to Kissinger. Farmer to Schmidt. 8-footer is going to be off there, no good. Rebounded by Anderson. Joelle Anderson controlling the boards there. There's a pass to Plambeck. Sarah will dribble it into the scoring zone for the Crusaders. Just about halfway through the third quarter. Hawkettes haven't scored yet. Plambeck will take a two-pointer. Shot is up and good. Two-point field goal there by Sarah Plambeck, her first field goal of the game. Crusaders extend that lead out to 8, 30-22. Kissinger with the top of the key now to Charisse Farmer. Lobs a pass to Schmidt. Back out to Libby Kissinger. Lost control, stolen by Plambeck. Hawkettes turn it over, but St. Cecilia gets the steal as Kissinger comes out of there with it. The Crusaders turn it back over. It's Kissinger with the basketball now to Farmer. From the left wing is Farmer, top of the key to Kissinger, now to Farmer. Charisse with it. One dribble and gives it up to Kissinger. St. Cecilia cannot penetrate this zone of Lincoln Christian. There's a pass inside to Lexi Smith. She will turn. Shot put up, no good, but she's fouled on the play by Mackenzie McCoskey. And Lincoln Christian has committed only four fouls in the ball game. Their zone has kept St. Cecilia from getting the ball inside. St. Cecilia has made a couple of three-pointers in the game. There's a free throw up and good by Lexi Schmidt, and she has seven, but that's her first point since the first quarter for Lexi. She has seven. Farmer out, Abby Jackson in. Lexi's second free throw is up and bounce off there, no good. Rebound by Anderson. 30-23, favor of the Crusaders. 3:19 to go, third quarter. Front court, it's Plambeck, guarded by Jackson, tipped away by Abby, but Plambeck runs it down, tipped away again by Jackson, but she got too close this time. And a foul called on Abby Jackson, that's her third. St. Cecilia trying to put the defensive pressure up. Gaspers back in. Schmidt goes out for St. Cecilia. That's the third foul on Abby Jackson. Only player in the game with three. St. Cecilia going to try to heat up the defense here. Down by seven with 3:08 to go, third quarter. Plambeck into the offensive zone for the Crusaders now to Anderson. Joel with it. Will drive into the lane. Stop and turn from five off the glass and rim. No good. Doherty with the rebound. Shot put up no good, but she travels. Morgan called for traveling. The 16th turnover on Lincoln Christian. Therese Farmer back in. Abby Jackson with her three fouls goes out for the Hawkettes. They have the basketball down by seven with 2:55 to go in period number three. Front court, Libby Kissinger, the 5'4 sophomore. To Kalupa. To Farmer. Back to Kalupa. Testing out to Kissinger. St. Jacinta works it around the three-point arc. Inside the Gaspers. Takes a dribble. She's tied up on the play by Mackenzie McCoskey. A tie up on the play. Ball will stay with St. Cecilia on that alternate possession on the jump ball call. Arrow points to the Hawkettes. Kalupa to inbound. Tessa does long out between the rings to Cherise Farmer. Kissinger inside to Gaspers. Dishes off. A three-point shot in the air by Kalupa. Bounce out. No good. Tipped around. Grabbed by Planbeck. Planbeck front court pass is going to be stolen by Kalupa. Turnover on Lincoln Christian, and St. Cecilia gets the steal by Tessa Kalupa. Kalupa to Cherise Farmer, and into the scoring zone is Cherise. Basket to our right here in this third quarter of play in second half. 2:20 to go. Cross court to Libby Kissinger. Now to Farmer. To Kissinger. Pass underneath to Earns. She gets the basketball and a whistle as Caitlin grabbed that basketball, and she is pushed by Joelle Anderson. That'll be her second. 2:08 to go in third quarter. St. Cecilia again trying to get that ball inside and do something with it there. Having a difficult time this third quarter doing it. They inbound the basketball. They have only 1 point in the quarter. Kissinger will drive, dish it back out to Cherise Farmer on the wing now to Libby Kissinger. Again, it's been a zone defense by Lincoln Christian. Farmer with it. Cherise with a couple of dribbles inside to Gaspers. Back out to Kalupa for three from the wing. Will bounce out of there. No good. Doherty with the rebound. Front court pass out to Planbeck as the Crusaders run. Planbeck drives. Shoots. Shot off. No good. Gets her own rebound. Shot put up. No good. But she's fouled on the play. Well, Sarah Planbeck as Lincoln Christian runs the basketball. They didn't do that much in the first half, but they are trying to get out in this half. Leading by seven. And Planbeck to the free throw line to shoot two. Second foul on Tessa Kalupa. Planbeck to shoot two. Missed her first shot, got a rebound, missed the second shot, but she was fouled in the second effort. Lexi Schmidt comes in for St. Cecilia. Jordan Nicola, 5'5 sophomore, first appearance for Jordan into the basketball game. So Nicola makes her first appearance. Lexi Schmidt back in. Planbeck second free throw. This one's in the air, and this one's going to be long. No good. Grabs her own rebound at the free throw line. Now to Dwork. Billy Dwork now to Anderson. Lost control, but Joel picks it up to Doherty. Back out to Planbeck. 30-23. Lincoln Christian in lead. They have the basketball. Outscored the Blue Hawks 8-1 this quarter. There's Dvorak tied up on the play as she drove into the lane. Lincoln Christian will retain possession on the alternate possession jump ball. Danny Anderson, the 5'6 freshman in, replacing Sarah Planbeck. So Danny Anderson joins her sister Joel out there for the Crusaders. Leading by seven, they have the ball. 1:24 to go, third quarter. Danny Anderson left alone for three from the wing. Off the rim, no good. Caitlin Ernst with the rebound for the Hawkettes. Bounce passes it out of there to Cherise Farmer for St. Cecilia. Into the scoring zone is Cherise. Now to Nicola, deep in the corner. Shot put up for three in the air by Kissinger. Is going to bounce out, no good. Tipped around, it goes out of bounds. Off of, looks like St. Cecilia. It will be Lincoln Christian ball. Abby Jackson back in. Libby Kissinger out. The Hawkettes do not have a field goal this quarter. They have 1 point. They're down 30-23 with 1 minute to go in the third quarter. Anderson into the front court, and she travels with the basketball. Got away from a defender, but had to take one too many steps. Turnover number 18 unofficially on Lincoln Christian, 12 on St. Cecilia. Jackson inbounds to Farmer. Hawkettes need a bucket here. They're down by seven. Less than a minute to go, less than 50 seconds to go in the third quarter. Farmer with it. Up underneath to Ernst. He'll put up a five-footer. Going to be short. No good. Rebounded by Anderson. Joelle Anderson passes to Anderson, her sister Danny, but that one's too strong and picked off by the Hawkettes. Cherise Farmer, she's into the scoring zone and fouled by Bailey Dwork. That's her first. The team's third. And St. Cecilia will inbound with 33 seconds to go. Brooke McWhorter in, Caitlin Ernst out for the Hawkettes. Down by seven, 33.2 seconds to go, third period of play. Nicola inbounds, does to Abby Jackson. Jackson now for St. Cecilia to Farmer, back to Abby Jackson. Left wing In the corner now to McWhorter, to Jackson, to Cherise Farmer, right side to Nicola. Pass inside is tipped away. It's off the backboard and grabbed there by Anderson, and she travels. So St. Cecilia turns it over, and Lincoln Christian returns the favor on the travel. St. Cecilia ball underneath their own basket with 17 seconds to play. Third quarter, 30-23. Lincoln Christian in the lead. St. Cecilia, Cherise Farmer to inbound. Cherise does underneath. It's tipped away and stolen out of there by McCoskey. Another turnover on the Blue Hawks. They're 14. Front court, it's Dwork with 10 seconds to go. Inside to Doherty, tipped away from her, and Nicola comes out of there with her for St. Cecilia. Jordan will drive. She will put up the shot, and she's fouled on the play by Bailey Dwork. So Dwork had to foul there to break up that fast break for St. Cecilia. They'll go to the free throw line. Jordan Nicola to go to the line and shoot two for St. Cecilia. 3.4 seconds to go in the third quarter. Nicola will shoot two. Foul in the act there. Free throw up, and it's good. 30-24. Nicola will shoot the second. This one's up, and this one will roll off and go down. Side of the rim, but it fell through. 30-25. Backcourt, it's Anderson. Danny with it. Tipped away by Jackson, and that'll be the end of the third quarter. And Lincoln Christian outscores St. Cecilia 8-3 in the third quarter. And after three, Crusaders 30. Hawkettes 25 back after this.
These are the words every homeowner dreads.
Oh, the furnace is broken.
And these are the words that make everything better.
I'm calling the American Standard guys.
Your local independent American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer can repair any brand you've got. Or better yet, upgrade you to a supremely reliable American Standard comfort system.
Ah, all better.
Call Beeman's Appliance Sales and Service, your independent American Standard dealer. Call 462-2311.
1230 KHAS.
Welcome back to St. Cecilia. We played three quarters, but it was an eight-point quarter for Lincoln Christian and only a three-point quarter for St. Cecilia, and all three from the free throw line for the Hawkettes. So no field goals in that quarter for St. Cecilia. They do go 3 out of 4 in their first free throw tosses of the game. And the Crusaders outscore the Hawkettes 8-3 in the quarter. It's Lincoln Christian 30, St. Cecilia 25 after three quarters of play. St. Cecilia will have the ball, and they have Libby Kissinger out there along with Tessa Kalupa. Chanel Farmer checks in, Caitlin Ernst, and Audrey Gaspers. So the fourth quarter underway. St. Cecilia down by 5 as they work against this zone defense of Lincoln Christian. Again, the tall people up front. There's a pass tipped and stolen. Hawkettes turn it over for the 15th time. Front court, it's Bailey Dworak. She's out there with Sarah Planbeck. And Planbeck left alone from the wing. 17-footer's good for two. Sarah Planbeck with four all this half. 32-25 Crusaders. Planbeck and Dworak and McCoskey and Anderson and Morgan Doherty for Lincoln Christian. Hawkettes have held Morgan Doherty, the 13-point score, to only four, but they have not been able to do much offensively in this second half. Gaspers with the shot from 7 off the glass and rim and good. First field goal of the half for St. Cecilia. Fourth point for Audrey Gaspers, 32-27. Crusaders by 5. Climb back to the free throw line for the Crusaders. Gives it up to Anderson. Passed her, but run down by Bailey Dworak for Lincoln Christian. 32-27, St. Cecilia trailing by 5 in the fourth quarter. Dworak will shoot from 7. Off there, no good. Caitlin Ernst with the rebound for St. Cecilia. To Libby Kissinger. Kissinger will go to the free throw line. Dishes off to Chanel Farmer. 15-footer's good. Chanel Farmer with her fourth point. St. Cecilia gets the last four. They cut it to 3, 32-29. Crusaders in the lead. 6.5 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Sarah Planbeck into the scoring zone for Lincoln Christian to Bailey Dworak on the left wing. Free throw line pass to Doherty. Morgan with it. She's 18 feet from the basket now. Right side to Planbeck. Pass inside to Doherty. Cuts across the lane. Shot put up. Good. It will count, and she's fouled. Morgan Doherty with her sixth point, and she's fouled on the play by St. Cecilia's. It's Caitlin Ernst, and it's 34-29. The basket counts, and the free throw line coming up for Morgan Doherty. Jordan Nicola in, Chanel Farmer out for the Hawkettes. 6:13 to play, 34-29 Crusaders. Morgan Doherty has 6. He'll shoot the free throw, try to complete this three-point play. Up and good, nothing but net there. She has 7, 5 this half, 35-29 into the game. Katie Paulus, a 6-foot senior and getting a little breather is going to be Morgan Doherty for the Crusaders. 35-29, Crusaders by six. Nicola with it for St. Cecilia. To Kissinger, back to Nicola. It's tough penetration all afternoon long for St. Cecilia, trying to get the basketball inside against the height of Lincoln Christian. Kissinger will drive dish off and a whistle as the pass made a pushing foul called on Lincoln Christian. St. Cecilia will get the ball out of bounds. And call it on Sarah Klamnick. That's her second. Abby Jackson quickly back in for St. Cecilia. Tessa Kalupa goes out. Five team fouls on Lincoln Christian. Only three this half on St. Cecilia. We haven't had many free throws taken in this game. In fact, only 10 first three quarters. Caitlin Ernst will shoot. Shot blocked out of there by Katie Paulus, the six-foot senior on the block there. And it'll be Lincoln Christian ball and a technical foul going to be called on St. Cecilia's here. John Kyle. Is John not agree with that last call? But maybe there was a foul called, I guess, on the block there. So a technical foul called on St. Cecilia's John Kyle. And Sarah Planbeck's going to go to the free throw line and shoot for Lincoln Christian. 5:46 to go in the ball game. 35-29, Lincoln Christian. So Planbeck's free throw is good. She'll shoot the two shot technical foul. It's 36-29. That's five all this half by Sarah. Second free throw is going to be too strong, no good. So one out of two for Planbeck. 36-29, Lincoln Christian in the lead. Their largest lead has been eight. St. Cecilia's largest was eight. It's now seven. Crusaders get the ball also. And down it to Planbeck. Nicola will pick her up. St. Cecilia now on a man-to-man defense. They're going to have to try to turn up the defensive pressure. Katie Paulus with it. The six-footer on the wing. Gives it up. Pass going to be tipped. Jackson with the steal. St. Cecilia gets the steal. Jackson drives. Shoots and scores. Abby Jackson has seven. 36-31. The turnover there on Lincoln Christian. Jackson knocks it away, but it's grabbed by Joel Anderson for Lincoln Christian. They're going to slow it up here a little bit with 5:15 to go and a five-point lead. Bailey Dworak with the basketball for the Crusaders now to Joel Anderson, the 5'10 junior with it. Top of the key to Planbeck. She'll triple left-handed dribble, still with the dribble. Gives up that dribble, passes on the wing to Anderson. Joel looks inside, has no pass there, now passes inside to Paula, to McCoskey. Can't control it, but it's off a pocket and out of bounds. Brooke McWhorter comes in. Lexi Schmidt comes in. Charisse Farmer. Ernst, Gaspers, and Kissinger go out. So McWhorter, Schmidt, and Farmer come in. Nicholas stays out there. Abby Jackson stays out there. Five-point Crusader lead, 4:55 to play. Planbeck inbounds to Morgan Doherty. Checks back in for Lincoln Christian. To Dworak. Bailey with it for the Crusaders. To Planbeck. Back to Dworak. St. Cecilia. Forcing the Crusaders outside. Three-point shot. Going to be an air ball by Anderson. Rebounded by Charisse Farmer for St. Cecilia. Down by five with 4:35 to go. Pass underneath is going to be grabbed by Schmidt. Her shot put up is going to be short. No good. Rebounded by Anderson. Joel with the rebound to Planbeck. Runs it down to the far sideline. Saves it to Doherty. Morgan will drive. Shoot off the glass and rim. No good. Battle for it underneath. Doherty grabs it. Shoots. Misses. But she's fouled in the play. So Morgan Doherty on the offensive board there will go to the line and shoot two for Lincoln Christian. Foul call on Jordan Nickel. That's her first. Team's fifth, but this will be a two-shot situation for Morgan Doherty. A 5'10 senior free throw is going to be off the back iron. No good. Morgan has 7 points. He's one out of two from the free throw line. Checking back in, Libby Kissinger for St. Cecilia. Jordan Nicola goes out. And Morgan Doherty will eye the second free throw. Only 9 points this half for the Hawkeyes. Second free throw goodbye. Doherty, she has four this quarter, eight in the game. Timeout on the floor with 4:22 to go. And it's Lincoln Christian, 37, St. Cecilia, 31. We'll be back right after this.
Hi, this is Terry Anstein, President, Five Points Bank of Hastings. On behalf of our shareholders, directors, and staff, I would like to thank all of our great customers for helping us become the fastest growing bank in Hastings. I would also like to invite everyone in the Hastings area to stop in and visit with one of our bankers and learn how we can be your bank for the long run. Locally owned, locally managed, Five Points Bank, the better bank. Member FDIC.
1230 KHAS.
4 points this quarter now, eight in the basketball game for Morgan Doherty, so she's inching up there to her season average of 13. And the Crusaders have been to the line five times in this fourth quarter. They lead 37-31 over the Hawkettes, 4:22 to go. The fourth quarter, St. Cecilia sends out Brooke McWhorter and Lexi Schmidt, Libby Kissinger, Abby Jackson, and Sharice Farmer, and St. Cecilia will have the basketball. They will go from left to right as they have all this second half, and they have the basketball into the scoring zone, and Kissinger with us. So St. Cecilia down by six here now with 4:12 to go in the ballgame. On court, it's Farmer. Drives, dishes off to Schmidt. Top of the key to Farmer, or to Jackson for three in the air, bounces off, no good, a battle for it inside, Lexi Schmidt grabs it, and then she's grabbed, so Lexi Schmidt fouled on the play. Foul going to be called on Mackenzie McCoskey, her second. 16 fouls now on Lincoln Christian, so non-shooting here. Jackson to inbound for the Hawkettes. Does to Schmidt, to Kissinger. Libby with it. Back to Jackson, deep on the left wing for St. Cecilia. Less than 4 minutes to go in the ballgame, at least in regulation. Farmer drives to the baseline, and she is fouled on the play. A blocking foul called on Mackenzie McCoskey. That's going to be her third, team seventh. And St. Cecilia is going to go to the free throw line for the one and one for Sharice Farmer. St. Cecilia, three out of four from the line in the game. Chanel Farmer comes in. Abby Jackson, with her three fouls, will go out, so she doesn't have to play defense here. Going to pick up that fourth foul. Sharice Farmer to shoot one and one. Free throw up and rolls off. No good. Rebounded by Doherty. Morgan outlet pass to Planbeck. 6-point Crusader lever. They have it in the front court. Planbeck with it. Now to Joelle Anderson. To Planbeck. Sarah with it. Looks inside. Now passes top of the key to Bailey Dwork. Bailey with the basketball to Planbeck. Right side to McCoskey. Back to Planbeck. St. Cecilia's falling back into a zone here. Pass is going to be too strong for McCoskey and over her head and out of bounds. Turnover Lincoln Christian. 22 unofficially for Lincoln Christian. Kissinger out. Jackson in for St. Cecilia. Excuse me, Gaspers in. Jackson stays on the bench. Aubrey Gaspers checking back in. St. Cecilia ball still down by six here. 3:13 to go. Top of the key is Brooke McWhorter. Looks inside, finds Lexi Schmidt, loses her defender and scores. Lexi Schmidt with nine. 37-33, Hawkettes within four, 3 minutes to go in the ballgame. Front court, Sarah Planbeck for the Crusaders. And Christian will be in no big hurry here. They want to work that offense. Leading by four, 2:50 to play. Anderson with it to the baseline, stops and pops from seven. Off there, no good. Rebounded by Gaspers for St. Cecilia. Outlet to Farmer. Sharice on the run from left to right. Now gets into the scoring zone, behind the back dribble, still with the ball. Gives it up to McWhorter for two from the corner. Off there, no good. McWhorter runs down, gets her own rebound. Pass in the corners to is wide of Gaspers and Schmidt. And the Hawkettes throw it away in a turnover. Jackson in. Abby Jackson in. Libby Kissinger in. Gaspers and Chanel Farmer go out. 2:33 to go. Fourth quarter, 37-33. Crusaders lead. They have the ball. They'll come the length of the floor here. Pressure in the backcourt by the Hawkettes. Inbounded to Bailey Dworak. Dworak for Lincoln Christian will cross the timeline into the offensive zone. This is her dribble now, still with the basketball, gives it up to Planbeck. Sarah with it between the rings. Picked up by Abby Jackson to Dworak. Top of the key, McCoskey underneath to Doherty. Her shot up and good. Nice pass by McCoskey to Doherty. Six this quarter, 10 in the game for Morgan. 39-33, Lincoln Christian. Kissinger quickly drives, puts up a shot and scores. Nice drive and score by Libby Kissinger. Her first field goal, and it's 39-35. St. Cecilia steal by Kissinger. Kissinger will drive. Her shot put up this time. It's no good. Rebounded by Farmer. Sharice is shot up and good. Sharice Farmer with the field goal, and it's 39-37. St. Cecilia gets four quick ones back in the ballgame. Front court is Doherty for the Crusaders. 1:40 to go. Planbeck for three. Top of the key partially deflected. It will go out of bounds. It is off a Hawkette. So St. Cecilia should have grabbed that basketball. Didn't realize it was tipped. It was not an air ball. It was tipped by St. Cecilia as it was launched. Ernst in, McWhorter out for the Hawkettes. 1:38 to play. Lincoln Christian 39, St. Cecilia 37. But the Hawkettes scored the last four to get right back in it. Koski inbounds underneath to Anderson. And she's tied up on the play by Lexi Schmidt. All the possession on the jump ball. It will stay with the Crusaders. Underneath their own basket, Joelle Anderson to inbound. 1:36 to go in regulation time in the fourth quarter. Crusaders by four. Anderson passes it in to Plambeck. Sarah with it deep in the left corner. Now will dribble it out between the rings. In the corner now to Anderson. Takes a 17-footer. It's going to be up off there. No good. Rebounded by Kissinger. St. Cecilia can tie or go ahead with 1:25 to play. Front court, Libby Kissinger for St. Cecilia to Farmer. In the corner to Jackson. Pass to Schmidt. Turns, has no shot. Back out to Kissinger. Libby with it. Cross-court pass to Farmer. Charisse to the free throw line. Into the lane to Ernst. Shot put up. No good, but Caitlin Ernst is fouled on the play, and she'll go to the line to shoot two and try to tie this one with 1:10 to play. That one's on Mackenzie McCoskey. That will be her fourth, but this is a two-shot situation for Caitlin Ernst. She has 2 points, one field goal in the game. 1:10 to play in the fourth quarter. Caitlin's shot is up. It's going to be off there, no good. Caitlin Ernst from the free throw line for St. Cecilia. 40% free throw shooter. She missed the first. Second one is up. This one is going to be no good. Also rebounded by Anderson. So two misses there by the Hawkettes, and they're still down by two with 1:05 to go. Plambeck into the offensive zone for Lincoln Christian. To Bailey Dworak. 1 minute to play in the ball game. 2-point lead for Lincoln Christian. Anderson has the basketball, guarded there by Kissinger. Joelle Anderson gives the basketball up to Plambeck. 50 seconds to play. Plambeck and a whistle, timeout. Nick Arduna and Lincoln Christian will take one with 48 seconds to play. Lincoln Christian 39, St. Cecilia 37, back in 30 seconds.
Where there's a WIT, there's a way. WIT Plumbing does the best plumbing work, from new construction, remodeling, repairs, and service to backhoe, trenching, leach fields, and septic tank installation. Call Randy at 463-4664. WIT Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings. Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Battery and Electric. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Battery and Electric. 2001 West 2nd, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
48 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. Lincoln Christian, 39. St. Cecilia, 37. Lincoln Christian basketball. Farmer, Jackson, Kissinger, Ernst, and Schmidt for St. Cecilia. Lincoln Christian to inbound far sideline between the rings. Joelle Anderson looking to pass to somebody. Does to Morgan Doherty. Now to Dworak. Bailey Dworak will be fouled on the play by Charisse Farmer. Foul on St. Cecilia. That's their sixth. And Aubrey Gaspers will check in for Caitlin Ernst for St. Cecilia. So non-shooting situation. That was the 16th foul on the Hawkettes. 42.8 seconds to go. Anderson inbound in front of us here on the near sideline. Does to Plambeck. She's near the timeline. Jackson picks her up. Sarah gets a screen. Dishes to Dworak. Bailey with it. To Anderson. She will drive into the corner to Plambeck. Lincoln Christian doesn't have to shoot here. They're up by two. 28 seconds to go. St. Cecilia trying to turn up the defense, and Farmer fouls Bailey Dworak. Charisse picks up her second one. This will be a one-and bonus coming up for Bailey Dworak or Lincoln Christian. Quickly, Jackson out. Chanel Farmer in for the Hawkettes. And a timeout, John Kyle for St. Cecilia with 26 seconds to play. Lincoln Christian 39, St. Cecilia 37. The Crusaders will be at the free throw line when we return in 30 seconds.
Harvard State Bank, competitive, progressive, and secure. While Harvard State Bank is locally owned, they still offer the latest technology like free online banking. Go to harvardstatebank.com. Since 1903, Harvard State Bank, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
Local and area athletes and teams stop at Hogan Sporting Goods. From a great selection of shoes and clothing to equipment, accessories, and much more, Hogan's has it. Hogan Sporting Goods, downtown Hastings, proudly supporting local and area high school athletes, Hastings College, and the Nebraska Cornhuskers.
1230 KHAS.
26 seconds left in the fourth quarter. Lincoln Christian, 39. St. Cecilia, 37. The 5'6 senior, Bailey Dworak, will be at the free throw line for the 1-1 for the Crusaders. Gaspers comes out with Lexi Schmidt, Charisse Farmer, Libby Kissinger, and Chanel Farmer for St. Cecilia. But Dworak will have the 1-1. St. Cecilia was down here, 39-33. They've scored the last four to get back in it. Dworak's free throw is up. It's going to be off there. No good. Tipped around in the lane. Knocked away. It's still at the timeline. Still loose. And a foul going to be called on St. Cecilia the way it looks. Charisse Farmer hit the deck. Morgan Doherty hit the deck here, and a foul going to be called on Sharice Farmer. That loose ball got all the way out to the timeline. 21 seconds to go. Morgan Doherty to the free throw line to shoot 1-1 for Lincoln Christian. Morgan is 2 out of 3 from the line. She has 8 points, 6 in the second half. Schmidt out, Jackson in for St. Cecilia. Doherty here with the 1-1. This one's up, and this one's going to be off there. No good. Gasper's rebound. So two front ends, a 1-1 miss. St. Cecilia still in the ballgame. Kissinger front court with 15. She will drive. Dishes out to Jackson with 12 in the lane. Jackson's runner from 5. Off, no good. Doherty rebound. It's loose on the floor. And a jump ball call as three players hit the floor. Jump ball, alternate possession will be with St. Cecilia with 6.7 seconds to go. The missed shot by the Hawkettes and the wrestling match on the floor and the alternate possession jump ball. It will stay with St. Cecilia with 6.7 seconds to go. Timeout, John Kyle and the Hawkettes will keep it here during this timeout. Get you caught up on things. St. Cecilia battled back in this when they were down 39-33. And then they got a spark from Libby Kissinger, a basket by Kissinger, and then a steal by the Hawkettes and a score for St. Cecilia to make it 39-37. And we haven't had any scoring for more than a minute of this basketball game as the Lincoln Christian Crusaders have missed two front ends of 1-1 foul situations. So it's still 39-37 Hawkettes basketball to tie or win this thing in regulation. They need 2 points here. Jackson to inbound. Lexi Schmitz out there. Sharice Farmer, Libby Kissinger, and Chanel Farmer. So 6.7 to go. Left of the basket. St. Cecilia to inbound. Underneath the basket, Abby Jackson to inbound for the Hawkettes. Has the basketball. Timeout. Can't get it into anyone. A quick timeout taken by St. Cecilia's John Kyle. And again, we'll keep it here during this timeout. This is going to be a 30-second timeout here anyway. We'll keep it here during the timeout. St. Cecilia has struggled this half. They have only 15 points in the half, but a couple of late baskets kept the and a couple of missed free throws keeping the Hawkettes in the basketball game, and they have a chance to send it in overtime or win it here. St. Cecilia had only 3 points in the third quarter, and they have 6 different players with 2-point field goals in this fourth quarter. So they have come together here as a team in this fourth quarter and got back in the basketball game. St. Cecilia will come out again and set up with Jackson to take the ball out of bounds. 6.7 seconds to go. And Jackson's going to have the big 6-footer, Katie Paulus, guarding her. She tries to inbound the basketball. Jackson at 5'5". Inbounds to Schmidt for 3 in the air. Bounces out of there. No good. Rebound to Doherty, and she's going to be fouled in the backcourt with 1.9 seconds to go. Lexi Schmidt had a wide-open 3 from the wing that may have won the game, and it just would not go down. And Morgan Doherty with the rebound, the big post player picking up a 5'10 post player picking up that rebound. She cleared the boards there. She goes back to the line for a 1-1. 1.9 seconds to go. So even with a miss, St. Cecilia is going to have to come the length of the floor in less than 2 seconds. Doherty can put it away by making 2 here. First one up. No good again. They battle for it underneath. Doherty tries to grab the basketball, and she is called for being over the free throw line on the foul shot. So the violation there, foot across the line on the foul shot. So that's a violation on Lincoln Christian, and St. Cecilia will have to come the length of the floor. Now the officials are going to talk this over. 9/10 of a second went off the clock. We'll see if they're going to add that. They called Morgan with her foot over the line shooting the free throw. She was trying to get in there for the missed free throw and the rebound. They'll make it. It looks like they're going to add 9/10 of a second. But St. Cecilia has to come the length of the floor in 1.9 to get a shot off and win this game. Jackson will inbound for St. Cecilia. Does it to Farmer. She'll get to the timeline. Shot from there in the air. It's just short. It had a good line, but it was short. And the basketball game is over, and the Lincoln Christian Crusaders have won the game by the score of 39-37. But St. Cecilia gets back in it late, has a chance to win it at the end, but the shots do not go down for the Hawkettes, and Lincoln Christian wins it by the score of 39-37. So a good one in our first of two. The final score, Lincoln Christian Crusaders 39, the St. Cecilia Hawkettes 37. We'll talk about this one in 90 seconds.
Case Drive-In Drugs and Case Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Case Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Case Medical Park Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
Say it with flowers from Bob Sass Flowers. Bob Sass Flowers has beautiful bright flowers, green plants, and many more special unique gifts for your home or office decor. Bob Sass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd Hastings, open Monday through Saturday. Call 462-2179.
No matter where you roam, you're always at home with an RV from Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place. Travel the country, see the sights, and never be without all the amenities of home. Dykeman's has a large selection of XL luxury fifth wheels, Palomino fold-down camping trailers, Coachman fifth wheels, travel trailers, Class A and Class C motorhomes, and their service department is second to none. So go ahead, get away from it all, but don't rough it. Get RVing with Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place, Burlington Avenue and Highway 6 in Hastings.
Playing sports is an important part of high school and college life. When injuries occur, the playing stops. Mary Lanning Memorial Hospital's Sports Medicine Outreach Program knows that getting back in the game is the most important thing. That's why we're available weekday mornings and Saturday mornings for our sports injury clinics. Physical therapists and a certified athletic trainer are on hand to help you with your injuries. At Mary Lanning Memorial Hospital, our goal is to get you back in the game safely and as quickly as possible. Free clinics are held in the Medical Services Building on the Mary Lanning campus. Call for more information.
1230 KHAS.
Welcome back to Chapman Gymnasium. Blaine Bulis with you. Our first of two has been completed here. Girls, boys, high school basketball doubleheader here on 1230 KHAS Radio in Hastings, Nebraska. The Lincoln Christian Crusaders have defeated the St. Cecilia Hawkettes by the score of 39-37. A good girls high school basketball game here this afternoon. Each team led by as many as 8 points in the contest, pretty close all the way. Lincoln Christian jumped out to a 2-0 lead. St. Cecilia got up then 6-2. Hawkettes had their biggest lead at 13-5 in the first quarter of play as they were able to do a little penetration into that Lincoln zone defense and get 6 points in the first quarter from Lexi Schmidt. When St. Cecilia hit those 15-foot shots in the first quarter and led 15-10 after one. Lincoln Christian comes back to score the next seven to begin the second quarter and go up 17-15. We were close the rest of the first half, tied at 22-22 at halftime. Lincoln Christian comes out in the third quarter of play, goes on an 8-point run and gets their largest lead of 8, 30-22 in the third quarter, and the Crusaders led 30-25 at halftime as St. Cecilia has no field goals, only 3 free throws in the third quarter, outscored 8-3 in that third quarter by the Crusaders. And Lincoln Christian led it 30-25 at the end of three. The Crusaders came out and got the lead back up to 35-29, and then 37-31 midway through the fourth quarter of play. And St. Cecilia then got behind 39-33. St. Cecilia then scored the next 4 points of the game to make it 39-37. Lincoln Christian wouldn't score after getting the lead at 39-33, but St. Cecilia got to the next four, got it to 39-37, had a spark going, but could not get the game tied or win it at the end of the contest. Lincoln Christian helped things out by missing free throws in the fourth quarter. They were only 3 out of 7 and missed the front end of two in crucial situations near the end to keep it at a 2-point margin. St. Cecilia had a chance to win it with 1.6 seconds to go, got an inbounds play, had Alexi Schmidt a good look at the basket from three-point range, but the shot just would not fall. That may have won the ball game, and Morgan Doherty was fouled on the play. She did miss the front end. The 1-on-1 actually called for a violation on the free throw shot. St. Cecilia had to come the length of the floor in 1.9 seconds. Got it to the timeline. Cherise Farmer's shot had a good line, but it was a few feet short, but had a good line to the bucket, and St. Cecilia dropped it 39-37, but St. Cecilia plays this top 10 team in C1 Lincoln Christian. A good ball game today. In fact, the Hawkettes lead by as many as 8. Lincoln Christian leads by as many as 8. And Lincoln Christian girls now go to 7-2 on the year. St. Cecilia closes this game now at 5-4 on the season. So Lincoln Christian could have put it away with free throws in the fourth quarter. Didn't do that. St. Cecilia had a chance to get it a one at the end of it. The three-point shot wouldn't fall, and Lincoln Christian wins it by the score of 39-37. for St. Cecilia, led in scoring by Lexi Schmidt. She had nine. She had six of those in the first quarter. St. Cecilia got out to the early lead. She had nine. Seven apiece for Abby Jackson and Cherise Farmer. 4 points each for Audrey Gaspers and Chanel Farmer. And 2 points apiece for Libby Kissinger, Jordan Nicola, and Caitlin Ernst for the Hawkettes, led by Lexi Schmidt with nine. Brooke McWhorter, Tessa Kalupa also played but did not score for St. Cecilia. The Hawkettes, again, had that tough third quarter, only 3 points, no field goals into the third quarter of play as they were having problems really all game long trying to penetrate the 3 5-foot-10-inch players for Lincoln Christian up front, and St. Cecilia had to rely somewhat on an outside game. Did get some wide-open looks early in the game and knocked those down, but they didn't get much really underneath the bucket this afternoon and drop it by the score of 39-37. But St. Cecilia led by Lexi Schmidt. She had nine. Seven each for Abby Jackson and Cherise Farmer. And that zone for Lincoln Christian did not send St. Cecilia to the free throw line very often. They're not playing the man-to-man, so the zone kept them out of foul trouble. And St. Cecilia only 3 out of 7 from the free throw line. All three of their free throws made in the third quarter, the only points of that quarter. Lincoln Christian led by their leading scorer, Morgan Doherty, who had only 2 at halftime. The 13-point score bottled up in the first half as she then moved it to the wing in the second half for part of that second half of play and kind of opened things up inside, and she was able to score 10 for the game, 8 in the second half, and 6 in the fourth quarter of play in the contest for Megan Doherty. Morgan Doherty, she had 10 to lead the way. Joelle Anderson had 9, 7 in the first half as she worked inside well for Lincoln Christian. So the top scorers do lead the way for Lincoln Christian. Doherty, Morgan with 10, Joelle Anderson with 9. 5 points each for Sarah Planbeck and Bailey Dwork, the starting guards, and 4 points for Mackenzie McCoskey for Lincoln Christian. 3 each coming off the bench in the second quarter to hit 3-point field goals. Danny Anderson, Katie Paulus, the only 2 players off the bench today for Nick Arduna and the Lincoln Christian Crusaders. They are 6 out of 13 from the free throw line, but did miss 2 front ends of 1-1 and had a free throw line violation late in the game to allow St. Cecilia to have a chance to tie it or win it at the end. But the Hawkettes drop at 39-37. On the afternoon, Lincoln Christian 6 out of 13 from the free throw line. And St. Cecilia drops it by the score of 39-37. But a good girls game to start our first of two. The boys game to follow here in about 15 minutes or so. And St. Cecilia now 5-4 on the year. And Lincoln Christian goes to 6-7-2. So Lincoln Christian 7-2. St. Cecilia now 5-4 on the season. We'll take a timeout when we return here. Hopefully we'll have a chance to hear from John Kyle, the St. Cecilia girls basketball coach. We'll see about that. We'll return in 2 minutes.
You're invited to the Plumbing Showroom at Cully Pipe and Steel Supply in Hastings to see the 3,000-square-foot showroom. The Plumbing Showroom includes a full line of kitchen and bath products, featuring products by Moen, Crane, Swanstone, quality kitchen and bath cabinets, Aqualine air pools, and many more plumbing products. If you're building a new home or remodeling, the Plumbing Showroom has the professional people that can help you create the look you want. It's the Plumbing Showroom, 500 West South Street in Hastings, a division of Cully Pipe and Steel Supply, Incorporated.
If you have problems with insects, rodents, or termites, call Gassman Pest Control in Hastings. They're locally owned and operated. Gassman Pest Control is licensed in Nebraska and Kansas and uses only EPA-approved chemical applications. That's Gassman Pest Control. Call 463-2734.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in 3 grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
Physical Therapy and Sport Rehab of Hastings, located in the Ashton Place at 207 South Burlington, has been providing on-site event coverage and rehabilitation to athletes for 17 years. The experienced and caring staff at PTSR works with all area physicians to provide the best in care for all types of injuries. A Saturday sports clinic is available to athletes from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. during the fall and winter sport seasons. The people you know and the name you trust since 1992 is Physical Therapy and Sport Rehab of Hastings. Check us out on the web at www.ptsrhastings.com or call for an appointment at 402-462-8255. 8824.
Insurance Plus Financial Services wants you to compare your homeowners and auto insurance. Insurance Plus is an Allied insurance agent. Allied, a nationwide company on your side. Let them compare and make sure you're not paying too much and also that your coverage is adequate. It's a simple process that could save you some money. With Allied Insurance Plus, you'll know that should something happen, you're covered. Allied, a nationwide company on your side, and Insurance Plus providing sound, trusted coverage. Insurance Plus Financial Services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington and Hastings. Call 461-4465.
1230 KHAS.
And welcome back to Chapman Gymnasium. Blaine Bulis with you. We're between games here. The girls and boys of St. Cecilia and Lincoln Christian. The St. Cecilia girls dropping the first game to Lincoln Christian by the score of 39-37. So tough third quarter for the Hawkettes. Only 3 points in the quarter, but they did have a chance at the end. They get a spark and get back in the ball game into the fourth quarter. Libby Kissinger providing that spark for the Hawkettes, but they come up 2 points short and have a chance to go ahead very late in the game. In fact, it would have been a last-second shot. Lexi Smith's shot for three to win it, just to not go down for St. Cecilia as they had the ball out of bounds with 1.6 seconds to go, and the shot was no good, and St. Cecilia dropped it by the score of 39-37. But Lexi had a good look in the contest, but it would not fall, and St. Cecilia drops at 39-37. The Hawkettes now 5-4 on the year. Lincoln Christian goes to 7-2, and they're in the top 10 in Class C1 so far this season, and a good basketball team indeed, led by their top player, Morgan Doherty, with 10 points. St. Cecilia, Lexi Schmidt, she had 9. The leading scorer for St. Cecilia led the way with 9 today. St. Cecilia girls off until next Friday when they'll host Southern Valley right here at the Chapman Gym. And next Saturday, a week from this afternoon, in fact, St. Cecilia will go over to Kearney Catholic. And then David City Aquinas is here on January the 23rd. So that to kind of get you caught up on things. On the girls' side of things, we want to remind you the boys' game to follow in about 11 minutes or so here at Chapman Gym. It'll be our second of four games here on 1230 KHAS Radio today. After we're finished here, we'll send things out to the Patriots Gym. Mike will be there for the Adams Central St. Paul girls-boys doubleheader. Should be a good couple of games there. The girls' game scheduled to start at 6, the boys at 7:45. Our pregame scheduled for 5:45. This afternoon, and we'll get you out to Patriots Gym, and you won't miss a play for Adams Central and St. Paul later today. And then tomorrow, Hastings College women and men will host Mount Marty at the Lynn Farrell Arena. 2 o'clock for the women's game, 4 o'clock for the men's. 1:45 pregame tomorrow. Join Mike Will for Hastings College Bronco basketball tomorrow afternoon, Sunday afternoon. No games today at Lynn Farrell Arena because Hastings College hosting the all-day wrestling tournament out there. Their home meet for the season, one of their meets. So basketball tomorrow at Lynn Farrell Arena with Hastings College is women and men. So a lot of basketball still to come. The Adams Central teams later, St. Cecilia playing here. The Hastings High teams are also in action today. They're on the road out at Lexington. And the Lexington Minutemen and Minute Maids hosting the Tigers in women, girls and boys doubleheader at 6 and 7:45, the annual matchup. This time it's in Lexington for Hastings High at Lexington later on today. So all the local city basketball teams in action today and tomorrow. Well, that's it for the girls' side of things here. John Kyle still with the troops down there, and we'll get the stage set for the guys' action here as it's going to tip off in just a few minutes. Again, the final score of the girls' game was Lincoln Christian 39 and Hastings St. Cecilia's girls 37 as the Hawkettes now 5-4 on the year. Lincoln Christian now at 7-2 on the season. Well, we'll take a timeout here when we return. We'll get things started with the boys' portion of things. We'll be back in 2 minutes.
For more than 80 years, Burt's Drugstores have been serving its customers with its best prescription service, old-fashioned personal service where they call you by your first name. Free delivery 6 days a week in the drive-up window at Burt's Pharmacy. Serving you, Burt's Drugstore, downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
You've had an accident. Who do you call? When you need body work, you need to call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy offers complete collision repair and restoration. They'll have your baby looking as good as new in no time. Big dent or small ding. See the pros at Sealy Body Shop, 201 East South Street, Hastings.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
Hastings College, Central Nebraska's nationally known choice for higher education. Ranked the number one best value college in Nebraska by Forbes.com. Named a 2010 best college in the Midwest by Princeton Review. Named a best buy in college education by Barron's. Through exploration, attention, and participation, your first step to success begins at nationally renowned Hastings College. Find out more at hastings.edu or call us at 800-LEARN-HC. Pursue your passion at Hastings College.
Whether you're buying or selling, follow the leader, Real Estate Group of Hastings, number one in home sales again. The women and men at Real Estate Group have 175 years of combined experience. Specialties include new construction, residential, commercial, farm, relocations, and expert assistance and guidance for first-time home buyers. The Real Estate Group of Hastings in the Crozier Park Professional Center on East 14th Street. Visit virtual tours and the open house schedule at realestategroupofhastings.com.